From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush, in a somewhat reflective final news conference at the White House today, indicated he has wondered whether there are some things he could have done better. However, on the matter of his administration's handling of the current economic crisis, the president made no apologies. Mr. Bush said he is, quote, very aggressive in his decision-making to keep the financial system from, in his words, cratering. The president said he will also continue to defend his position that tax cuts are the right course of action to help bolster the economy. Meanwhile, the White House confirmed today the president will deliver a televised farewell address to the nation on Thursday night. President Bush has agreed to ask Congress to release the second half of the financial sector's $700 billion bailout fund. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Mr. Bush acted after President-elect Barack Obama asked him to make the request of funds. The president-elect has said repeatedly that immediate relief is necessary to stabilize job loss and economic conditions. But many have criticized how the first half of the money was spent, mostly on investments designed to shore up ailing banks. Despite those actions, critics say consumer lending remains tight. Also, many politicians and homeowners say that some of the money should have been spent on measures to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd said the Senate would not authorize the second half of the money without conditions that will help direct more of the money to homeowners. He also called for stricter executive compensation rules. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Roland Burris will be permitted to take President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat later this week. Senate Democratic leaders, including Majority Leader Harry Reid and Dick Durbin, said that it has now been determined that Burris has the proper credentials and that he has been officially designated as the junior senator from Illinois. Senate Democrats say barring any major objections, Burris could be sworn in this week. Burris was appointed by Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, who's been charged by federal officials with seeking to sell Mr. Obama's vacant seat to the highest bidder. For Senate officials have determined there was nothing out of order in terms of the Burris appointment. U.S. Senator George Voinovich says he will not run for re-election. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Engels has more.
He's been a U.S. senator, a former Ohio governor, and a former mayor of Cleveland. Now George Voinovich will take on another title, retiree. Voinovich's longtime aide, Mike Dawson, says Voinovich will be remembered as the mayor who saved Cleveland from bankruptcy, saved money for the state as governor, and as a watchdog for the U.S. Senate.
He'll be remembered as watching out for federal tax dollars, caring about how money is being spent and its effect on the next generation.
Voinovich's term ends in 2010. Recent polls show him slipping in popularity in Ohio. Political insiders believe Republican Rob Portman, a former congressman and federal budget director, is a frontrunner. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 125 points today. This is NPR. As many as 5,000 Israeli reservists are reported to be moving into the Gaza Strip today as Israeli defense officials confirm that warplanes carried out more than 24 additional strikes against Hamas. Meanwhile, there were more missiles fired from Gaza at Israel. It's believed Palestinian forces fired at least 15 rockets. There were no reports of Israeli casualties, though one rocket did reportedly hit a house in the southern city of Ashkelon. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert visited the city, vowing to end the fighting in Gaza only when rocket attacks are halted and Hamas is unable to rearm. More than 2 weeks into the offensive, international efforts aimed at reaching a ceasefire are continuing. Clint Eastwood has topped the North American box office with his latest effort and scored a personal best as well. NPR's Trina Williams has that story.
Gran Torino, with an estimated $29 million in ticket sales, is the biggest opening for Eastwood. The 78-year-old veteran actor stars as a disgruntled war veteran who reluctantly comes to the aid of his immigrant neighbors.
Never knows how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with. That's me.
Eastwood also directs the movie. Gran Torino, which debuted in limited release a month ago before opening widely over the weekend, topped the debut of Bride Wars. The comedy opened in second place. It was closely followed by The Unborn. Marley and Me fell to fourth after leading the chart for two consecutive weekends. In the fifth spot, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Northern Plains states are getting hammered with winter weather that is bringing snow and frigid Arctic air to the region. In western North Dakota today, authorities closed schools because of drifting snow and temperatures that in some spots fell to as low as 30 degrees below zero. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.